This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. As part of a continuing daily series this week, Bay FM News is featuring the five candidates running in the Long Range Mountains riding with a story each morning. Liberal candidate Don Bradshaw had been a journalist on the West Coast for NTV News for decades. He says the big issues in this area are tourism and the fishery.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been talking to people about the issues, albeit on the other side of the fence, so to speak. But, I mean, in Western Newfoundland, the two big issues here, I think, are tourism and the fishery, and not necessarily in that order. Very important in the economy of this region, and those are things that I think we can do more in the tourism sector.
Bradshaw says a lot of positive things happening on the West Coast is through the work of former MP Goody Hutchings.
When you look at what's been happening in Grosmore National Park, for example, you know, with the new visitor center up there and road construction, and there's been millions and millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, really, spent up there. But I think tourism in Western Newfoundland has so much untapped potential, and there's much more to do. And the fishery, of course, is the lifeblood of Newfoundland and Labrador, and it has been for 500-plus years since John Cabot first arrived on our shores. So that's something that we have to be cognizant of, that... You know, the fish harvesters are a vital part of Western Newfoundland, the province in general.
Bradshaw says the potential for growth in the riding is huge with mineral exploration. He says one of the last stories he covered as a journalist was about this massive salt mine that will be built in St. George's starting this year.
I mean, that is... You know, a potential for 200 or 300 jobs in that region just through construction, and then, of course, the life of the mine after that. That is going to be huge for that part of the province, for the Bay St. George region. The skilled trade workers are going to need for that. The economic spin-offs of having that many jobs there, the money that's going to be generated in the community in the Bay St. George region, even in Cornerbrook and elsewhere.
Meanwhile, Bradshaw says one thing he thought of when entering this race was how this country needs to stand up against Trump's continuing threat of tariffs. He says Cornerbrook Pulp and Paper, fish harvesters, and the plant in the Bay of Islands both deal directly with the U.S. market.
The fish plant owner is going to say, well, we don't need to produce as much fish or process as much fish because we don't have the marketplace anymore. If you're not processing as much fish, you don't need as many plant workers as you would have before. So now all of a sudden a shift is cut, or maybe two shifts are cut at the fish plant. That's unemployment. Not to mention the fact that the boats that are pulling into the dock at the fish plant that are full of their catch and are ready to sell it to the fish plant, well, the fish plant owner is going to say, thanks, but we don't need all that now because we can't handle it. We don't have the marketplace.
For more information, go to donbradshaw.ca. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.